So the shiur today is going to be regarding Parah Aduma, Lasa Dabe. We just read Parshas Parah this week, the mitzvah of Parah Aduma. A person that's Satmei Meis cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash, cannot be makriv any carbon, unless you bring a Parah Aduma. So the big question is, what's going to happen La'asa Dabe? Mashiach comes, the Beis HaMikdash is built, and all of Klal Yisrael are Tomei, the Kayanim, are also b'cheskas tuma in the time of Golos. So, are we going to be makriv the karbonis right away? Are we going to wait until we're matayar ourselves? How long are we going to have to wait? You probably remember, you hear it in sichas from the Rebbe, very often the Rebbe said that kenach zeche zayin to be makriv the karbon Pesach, it was an erev Pesach, or whether it was right before Pesach Sheni, even other yom tovim. The Rebbe would talk about being makriv the karbonis immediately, without any waiting period. But the shaila is, how's that possible? The minimum requirement, l'chayre, that you have to wait in order to be makriv the karbon, parah aduma, is a hazah on the third day and a second hazah on the seventh day, at least a week. So that's the big shaila here. What's going to happen, lasad lovei? Are we going to have to wait that week time or not? Why not? So here's the thing. The Mishnah in Masechta Parah describes how the Parah Aduma is brought, and the Rambam brings it also, that the Parah Aduma, there had to be Mafresh HaKayin, that's going to do the Parah Aduma, and you had to be in a place where there was no Tumah Bechlal, and this Kayin himself, they had to be Metayer him, to be mazeh him with the Parah Aduma, and how would they do a hazah on this kayin to be sure that the person himself doing the hazah is 100% toy. So the mothers, while they were pregnant, would come to a place that was built on top of rocks, and they knew that there's no tumas hatahim there, there's no tumah whatsoever, and they would be, the babies would be born there, and then they would transfer these children on top of cows that had a big board on top of them that's large enough that no tumba penetrates and makes them tummy. It was a ganze effort and scheme how they got these children, and they remained quarantined in this place for a long time. Okay, so this is a quarantine that the Mishnah talks about, that these children had to remain over there in this place for 8 years in one room, in one space, for 8 years, in order for them not to be tummy, to be sure that they're not tummy. And then they can bring them to a mayon, and they would have a special keli that was made out of a rock that they won't get tummy from it. And they drew the water. And then this child was able to do the hazah on the kayin, and you were sure that the hazah is being done by somebody that was never exposed to any tumah whatsoever.
So you're talking about 7 days, talking about 8 years.
So now we're talking about 8 years. No, exactly. Eight years. Friends, yeah. For 8 years. Well, maybe he was together with a few friends. I don't know. Maybe, you know, there was a few children that were born in the same place, but they were in the same place for 8 years. So the Bar Tanura says that this whole thing is not negeya once you already have a kohen, that he was sprinkled with the Parah Aduma, and you know for sure that he became tahir. Then he can make someone else tahor, he can make someone else tahor. So throughout the Zman HaBayis, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, they didn't have to do this. The only time it was necessary to do this, says the Bar Tanura, is when they came up the first time by Bayis Sheni from Golos. Then when they came up from Golos, everybody was tummy. Everybody went into Golos, and they were exposed to all kinds of tumas, they weren't careful, and everyone was tummy. Once everybody was tummy, now you come back to Eretz Yisrael, the first Parah Aduma that was made by Bayis Sheni, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Then they had to wait 8 years. They had to have a child born and wait 8 years until he could do the hazav, the Parah Aduma, and a kayin, and then this kayin can make a new Parah Aduma, and then everything continues from there. But it was only the first time that was negeya when they came up after Bayis Sheni. As I said, the Bar Tanura. The Taisus Yom Tov asks on this Bar Tanura, that if that's the case, the whole Mishnah is talking about a historical thing that happened one time when they came up from Bayis Sheni. So may the hava hava. You know, a cloud, the Mishnah doesn't tell us halachas of things that are negeir from the past history, that has no halacha la'asad lovay, has no halacha for the future b'chlal. So why is the Mishnah telling this to us? So therefore, he says that Lasad Lava Vedzain Dezel Bazach, when Mashiach comes, the same thing's gonna happen. Eliyo Anovi is gonna come and show us Beruach HaKadosh where the Eifa Para of Moshe Rabbeinu is. When it says V'yikchoy Lecha says, means a Lecha, the Eifa, the Para Duma is brought to Moshe Rabbeinu because it belongs to Moshe and therefore it's Shalcha and it's La'olam. It remains Nitzchias. It's never bottle. Elamai, it's hidden. We don't know where it is. Eliyahu HaNavi will come, Lasad Lavai, and show us the location of the Eifa Parah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, that's what's going to happen in Lasad Lavai. Now, to use this Eifa Parah, who's going to sprinkle this Eifa Parah on the Kayin? Who's going to do it? So now you're going to have a child that's going to be born in a Tardig place, on the rocks, on top of rocks, that is. And he's going to have to wait 8 years until he's old enough to be able to take that Eifa Parah of Moshe Rabbeinu and sprinkle on the Kohen.
He's supposed that's to be going to make,
huh?
He's supposed to be Kohen? The child?
The child? I don't think so. If I remember correctly. No. So, he says the same thing that the Mishnah describes. Bisman Baisheni will also happen Lasad Lavai. Other Mefarshim actually say that they did this throughout Baisheni. This was always the Seder. They wanted to get into this minig in case it ever comes up such a problem again where everyone becomes Tamei. They should be accustomed to doing it this way. The child, always had the one that did the initial Hazor of the new Para Duma, was always a child that was completely Tahir.
You didn't have to be a Kohen?
Huh?
You didn't have to be a Kohen?
I don't think so. Maybe I'm making mistakes. So maybe he does have to be a Kohen. I'm not 100% sure. Thank you, Shetz. Asaf ish kain, l'chayr is a davar ha-pashat, it does have to be a kain, ish tayr, no, but the whole, all the different things of the paraduma has to be a kain, l'chayr. Okay, so l'chayr does have to be a kain. So let's erase that.
It's
all good?
It's
okay. So, what's the conclusion of all of this, from the Bar Tanure, the Taisis Yom Tif, and other, but for many others as well, 8 years. We're going to have to wait 8 years until we're going to become Tar Lasad Lavai. That's how long. So now the question is, if so, how are we going to be makrib any karbonis Lasad Lavai? Everybody's becheskas tuma coming from Golas. How are we being makrib any karbonis? So the answer, well, enochanami. Look, there's two kinds of karbonis. There's karbonis yachid and there's karbonis tzibur. Karbonis tzibur, there's a klal tumot chuyah b'tzibur. You can be makrib any carbon tzibur, even b'tuma. Karbanis yachid, anybody that wants to bring any carbon yachid that he wants chayiv to bring, or that he wants to bring a carbon chatas, carbon shalom, carbon ayla, he's gonna have to wait 8 years till you have the tara to be able to bring the karbanis. Wow, it's an unbelievable thing. You have to wait such a long period of time.
Start now.
Huh?
Start now.
So there's you can't make the paraduma bezman agolus. Why not? There's already a whole different thing. Paraduma bezman agolus.
You can't have the. Oh, he has to be.
No, Parah Duma B'zman HaGolus. Upon him, so you can't start now. So the Pella is, it's difficult to say that for the first 8 years of Bayis Shlishi, the whole Avodah is going to be with a Tumat Chuya B'tzibah. Going to be with a Heter of a Tumat Chuya. And that nobody can bring their own Karbanis for all of this time. They're going to bring the Karban Tamid in the morning, Karban Tamid at night. Shabbos, the Musafin, Tovim, otherwise closed. No karbanis in the Beis Hamikdash. May be easy for the Kayanim, maybe. They won't have to work so hard for the first period. But is that what's going to happen? Befrat, there's the famous Vart that the Pnei Yeshua says, and the Rebbe brings it in many Sichas, Benegeta, Nes Chanukah. Pnei Yeshua asks the question, why did they have to make the Nes Chanukah with the Shemen that they should have, the Shemen that should last for 8 days? Tumat Chuyah B'tzibah. If there's no tardig oil for anybody and the mitzvah to light the menorah is not a mitzvah on a yachid, it's a mitzvah for the tzibur, so why can't you use that tardig oil until you get tardig oil? Why do you have to make such an outstanding nest? So the answer, he says, is Nu Anachanami, the Eivisha didn't have to make this nest, but the Eivisha wants to show his chavivas to Klal Yisrael. Of course, there's a heter tumat chuyah b'tzibur, but it's much better if you can bring tardig oil in the to light the menorah with that. So, if so, Lasad Lavai, third base of Mikdash, definitely the Eibusha wants to show us chvivas to Klal Yisrael, by building the third base of Mikdash, it's very difficult to say that you're going to be makriv 8 years in a matzav of tumah. And also, there's another one that the Rebbe brings, that even if it's true that there's tumah tchuyah betzibur, but when it comes to the chinuch of something, when you do the beginning, when you start, when you inaugurate the base of Mikdash, has to be done with the best, with the perfect, without any atatim whatsoever. So comes the first time you're going to be makriv the new karbanis in the third base of Mikdash, it's not going to be with any hetedim, not with any tumah. It doesn't make sense to say that. So how can you say you're going to have to wait 8 years? That's the shayla. But again, there are, Tosis Yom Tov says this, there are many that say this. The chiddush. So then there's another possibility. Chayla, you could say, why can't you say that lasad lovoi, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come? If Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come, why can't Eliyahu HaNavi himself be mitayer the Eden with Dei Fapora? Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be Tomei. Why can't you say Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come? And he, Eliyahu HaNavi, is a Kohen. And he is going to know where the Dei Fapora is. And he's going to come and be mitayer all the Eden. Why not through Eliyahu HaNavi? Possibility, no?
No, it's a good one, because if we have to wait for a boy, 1 year cow will pass it.
Yeah.
Should be 1 year old. So yeah. Until we have a boy, we should not count for look for a red cow.
Uh-huh. Until you don't have a boy, that's you have to wait. Kopanim, l'chayre, you could rely on Eliyahu HaNavi himself. There's a very interesting thing that the Chidah brings when you get to the Arizal. Chidah says that the Ruach HaKadosh that the Arizal had and the tremendous darga that the Arizal was on came, at least in part, after Eliyahu HaNavi sprinkled on him the Efer HaPara. Eliyahu HaNavi knows where the Efer HaPara is, and he sprinkled from that Efer HaPara on Arizal, and that's what brought
it's
the great Ruach HaKadosh upon him.
It's
in the same place where the Aron was in it, since Anas Amon, and I don't know if it's in the same place. I don't think so.
Because it says like you have to keep in the Aron this Efer.
I'm not sure if it's hidden in the same place. So you see that there was such a thing by the Arizal. The Eliyahu HaNavi sprinkled it on the Arizal. And we don't consider Eliyahu HaNavi to be a Tmei Meis. So why can't he do it also Lasad Lavoi? So if that's the case, if Eliyahu HaNavi could do it, so then it's still going to take 7 days. Still 7 days. We're shortening it though. From 8 years to 7 days, we're doing a lot better. So 7 days, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come, and he's going to do the Azah immediately.
Why do we need the 10th Paraduma?
Mm-hmm.
If we have that
from
it said it was 9 Paradumas till now, and then there's going to be the 10th one.
So the 10th Paraduma is going to be a new para for additional things that are going to be lost at Lavai. But there is still the leftovers from Moshe Rabbeinu and the Hanami. The 10th Parah is going to be the Shleimus of Paraduma. The Rebbe speaks about it in a few sikhis about
it. Like
this is the Shleimus.
Not
going to be enough. For it's going to be it's going to be the Shleimus of the Paraduma. So yeah, that's I think there's some that say this already. Befeidish, Chassam Sefer, and others say that Lasad Lava Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and be mitired Yidden. He himself is a kain. But that shortens it from 8 years to 7 days. But it still doesn't explain how you would be able to be makriv korbanis immediately. Without any tumba whatsoever. Without any paraduma whatsoever. But as I mentioned, the Rebbe on many occasions said that Mashiach comes and you can be makriv korbanis right away, immediately.
18 minutes.
18 minutes, the Rebbe said, right, that you have to be able to be makriv the korban right away. So there was one Fabrengen, Yud Bei Sivan, Tov Shemem Zayin, where the Rebbe said that then, Lasad Lovai, Moshe Va'aron Imon. Moshe and Aaron are going to stand up, Chiyas HaMeisim. And Moshe and Aaron will be able to makriv the korbanos right away, without any azar whatsoever. What's the pshat? What's the in that Moshe and Aaron are able to get up right away to be makriv and to be able to be without any azar paraduma whatsoever? So Dama says it's similar to Eliyahu. Eliyahu HaNavi is not a tmei meis. Eliyahu HaNavi l'chayda never passed away. He went up a guf beside Hashemayma. But Moshe v'Aaron passed away in Lechayre. If you get up from Tchias HaMeisim, what happens? Do you need Hazah from a Paraduma to be Mutar yourself for all the people that stand up by Tchias HaMeisim? So the Emma says it's a Beferish Gemara in Nida. The Gemara asks it as a question. The Gemara is not Peshit. This is a Nibayi in the Gemara. The people that stand up by Tchias HaMeisim, do they need a Hazah from the Par Adumah to be Mitired themselves or not? So Lechaira was helped of Moshe Aaron Imam. Still, they might. I mean, it's a Beferish Gemara in Nida that they might need the Hazah of Par Adumah to be Mitired them. So Lechaira, the Pshat is, there's a Yalkut Shmoini. There's a famous Yalkut Shmoini that says, Ein Tome b'talmidei chachamim. There's no din of Tome by talmidei chachamim even after they pass away. And the Yalkut Shmoini there says a story that after Rabbi Akiva passed away, Eliyahu Hanavi himself, which was a Kayin, came and carried Rabbi Akiva on his shoulders, even though he was a Kayin. And he said the reason is because there's no Tome by a Talmud Chacham. And it doesn't only mean Stam Psam Medrash, Api Halacha, it's brought also in Halacha, and the Ramban brings this also Al HaTeire. He says that the whole concept of Tumah starts from the Et Yeshul Nachash, it comes from the Etz Hadas, which brings about Tumah, and therefore it's Tumah by a regular person, but by a Talmud Chacham, it's not affected at all by the Tumah of Chet Etz Hadas, there's no meaning of Tumah. So therefore, Moshe V'Aaron Imam, when they stand up by Tchias HaMeisim, the Boya of the Gemara, Whether people that stand up at Tchias HaMeisim have to be mitired themselves from with a Par Adumah, that doesn't apply to them. If they're gonna, that's what it's mashma, what the Rebbe was saying. Moshe V'Aaron Imam, when they get up, they'll be able to go directly into doing the Aved in the Beis HaMikdash without any azov of a Par Adumah. The Gemara has a Shaila, that's gonna get to everybody else. Gonna get to everybody else that gets up at Tchias HaMeisim, they're gonna need a Par Adumah. But not going to get to Moshe V'Aaron themselves. And therefore, they're going to have to go directly into the Aveda, the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have to wait even 1 second. That's what it comes out and what the Rebbe says. One more prat, finish off with this. The Baal HaTurim says that L'Osad Lavoi, his Lashon is, Lo Yitztarchu L'Efa Pada. L'Osad Lavoi, you won't need Efa Pada anymore. The Chsiv Bila HaMavas L'Netzach. So Lost Lava, you won't need Eva Par anymore. Bila Mavis LaNetzach. Won't be death, there won't be Tumas Mace, so there won't be Par Adumah. So this Baal HaTurim is a Chiddush, and he's obviously talking about a later Tkufa, Lost Lava, after Tchias HaMeisim, after the whole concept of Misal be removed of the world. In the earlier Tkufa of Yemei Samashiach, Adarab, there'll be a tenth. That's when there'll be the Shleimus of the Par Adumah. So there's two different Tkufas here. There's the first Tkufa of Yemei Samashiach, which will be the Shleimus of Teira Mitzvahs, and the Shleimus of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Shleimus of Par Adumah will be the tenth Parah, the highest of all the Parahs, that's Mashtum everything. And then he'll come to a later Tkufa, will be Bila Mavas, and you won't even need any Eifa Parah whatsoever. The Baal HaTurim says, over here the Pasuk says, V'osaf ish tohir, that you have to gather the Efer Pada, and he says, La'asad lavi, it also says Va'asaf. By the Baal HaTurim, everything is the, takes the word, he says the same Va'asaf that it says here, it says La'asad lavi also Va'asaf. Va'asaf nitche Yisrael, Pasuk Yishaya. So Va'asaf nitche Yisrael means that the Va'asaf nitche Yisrael is going to replace the Va'asaf Ishtar. Once Va'asaf nitche Yisrael, all Yidin will be in Eretz Yisrael, and there will be no Tumas Meis in the world anymore, that will replace the Va'asaf Ishtar. Zal Zayin, take it from the Yad, Mamish.